i srpsko rukovodstvo da prihvate sporazum iz Rambujea, uključujući civilne i vojne elemente za njegovo sprovođenje. U Moskvi je najavljeno da će ruski ministar spoljnih poslova Igor Ivanov posetiti Jugoslaviju i Albaniju 11. i 12. marta. Kako je saopšteno, cilj posete je razmatranje puteva izlaska iz kosovske krize. Zvanična Atina saopštava da će u četvrtak na razgovore sa Slobodanom Miloševićem u okviru balkanske turneje u Beogradu putovati ministar spoljnih poslova te zemlje Jorgos Papandreou. Agencija Reuters prenosi izjavu neimenovanog visokog zvaničnika NATO-a koji je rekao da bi nastavak mirovne konferencije o Kosovu zakazan za 15. marta u Parizu mogao da bude odložen za nekoliko dana kako bi se obezbedilo dodatno vreme za uspeh pregovora. Ukoliko bude postignut napredak u razgovorima sa predsjednikom Jugoslavije Miloševićem, moguće je odlaganje druge runde pregovora do 7 dana, precizirao je ovaj zvaničnik Severnoatlantske alijanse. Prištinski medija centar javlja da su juče kod Đakovice poginuli policajci Zoran Slavković i Slavoljub Stanisavljević kada je njihovo vozilo naletalo na protivtenkovsku minu. Tom prilikom teško su ranjeni policajci Kristijan Paceka, Vladimir Obradović i Zoran Marković. Na putu Priština 5 jutros je u automobilu marke Golf pronađeno telo 20-godišnjeg Adnana Malićija ubijenog hicima iz vatrenog oružja. Portparol OEBS-a Sven Lindholm izjavio je da je privremena izborna komisija odobrila odluku visokog predstavnika za Bosnu i Hercegovinu da suspenduje Nikolu Poplašena sa funkcije predsjednika Republike Srpske. Ambasador Francuske u Bosni Yves Godel izjavio je posle susreta sa premijerom bivšem Republike Srpske Miloradom Dodikom da iako je odluka o Brčkom konačna, zainteresovane strane mogu u narednih 60 dana da daju primedbe na nju.
B92 Vesti.
Sa one strane su njihovi, sa ove naši, naslovno slovo M, kao menjaža.
Hoćete li da se menjamo? Ja ću vam dati nešto staro, a vi meni dajte nešto novo.
E ne! Ja ću vam dati nešto ružno, a vi meni dajte nešto lepo.
Ne. Ja ću vam dati nešto malo, a vi meni dajte nešto veliko.
Ne, ja ću vam dati nešto pokvareno,
oh.
A vi...
Ne, hvala lepo.
Ako hoćete da se menjamo,
da?
Mogu vam dati ništa, a vi meni poklonite nešto.
E, to ne mogu.
Dobro. Daću vam parče, ali meni dajte celo.
Ne, mogu vam dati dva zla za jedno dobro. Pazite, molim vas, dva zla.
Ne, tako se ne možemo meniti.
Pa čekajte, molim vas, zajme doba, stanite. Evo, da ja vama dam jedno nemam i još nešto, a vi meni da date jedno imam.
Mogla bih vam dati neću da hoću, ako hoćete.
E, neću.
B. 92.
Radio B92. English.
In this afternoon's news, Wolfgang Petrich predicts that Milosevic will compromise over Kosovo, and Christopher Hill joins Richard Holbrooke in Belgrade. The European Union's special envoy for Kosovo, Wolfgang Petrich, today predicted that Yugoslav President Slobodan Milosevic would eventually make concessions over Kosovo and sign the peace agreement proposed by the contact group. Speaking on German radio, Petrich said that he did not expect Milosevic to accept the agreement until the 11th hour. He described the Yugoslav president as having begun to think in a different way about the situation, adding that Milosevic seemed confused after realizing that even the German foreign minister was firm in his stand for the deployment of international troops in Kosovo. U.S. envoy Christopher Hill will join Balkans troubleshooter Richard Holbrooke in Belgrade tonight to assist in attempt to convince Belgrade to accept both the civil and military sections of the proposed agreement on Kosovo. U.S. diplomatic sources quoted by Beta said that Holbrooke would meet Hill tonight before the two begin a series of discussions with Yugoslav authorities tomorrow. Holbrooke told media today that he warned Yugoslav President Slobodan Milosevic that Washington expected him to change his uncompromising attitude on Kosovo. The resumption of peace talks on Kosovo, scheduled for March the 15th in Paris, could be postponed several days, according to NATO sources quoted by Reuters today. The report quotes an unnamed NATO official as saying that international mediators wanted the conference to be more a signing ceremony, with only a few days of negotiations on implementation proceeding. Russian Foreign Minister Igor Ivanov will visit Yugoslavia and Albania on March the 11th and 12th, the Foreign Ministry of Russia announced today. A foreign policy spokesman for Russian President Boris Yeltsin said today that Ivanov was to discuss possible resolutions of the Kosovo crisis in the light of the Russian position, which strongly supports Yugoslav sovereignty and territorial integrity. British Prime Minister Tony Blair, as quoted by The Times today, has said that Yugoslav President Slobodan Milosevic would be indicted by the Hague Tribunal for war crimes if incidents such as that in Racak in January were repeated in Kosovo. BBC Radio noted that this was the first time that a senior Western official had spoken openly about the possibility of Milosevic standing accused in The Hague. Blair told a press conference to celebrate the 50th anniversary of NATO that the alliance would not allow anyone in Kosovo to obstruct the process which had begun at Rambouillet. The findings of a Finnish investigation into the deaths of 45 Kosovo Albanians in the village of Racak on January the 15th will be released next week, according to the German Foreign Ministry today. A ministry spokesman told media today that the leader of the forensic team, Helen Ranta, would present the report in Pristina on March the 17th. Radio Free Europe is to begin Albanian language broadcasts to Kosovo on Monday to provide residents with more access to information on events affecting the province. Reuters reported today that the US-funded broadcaster will transmit a half-hour program into Kosovo on shortwave frequencies. Radio Free Europe President Thomas Dine said that the broadcasts would be established because continuing dangerous tension in the province made it more important than ever that all sides had accurate and objective information on developments in their region and the world. We'll be back with more news in English on Radio B92 at 2:05 tomorrow afternoon.
Radio B92.
Catch as catch can. 92.
Your fingers like fuses, your